one of the favourite pubs was called the Golden Heart. My father used to go perhaps once a week and sit and talk with his friends. And a rather strange little facet to it. They had a small room at the back, which was known as the Jug and Bottle. It was separate from the bar, which was frequented mainly by men. And anyone wanting to buy a bottle of beer to take home, or beer from the pump, instead of having a glass and drinking it on the spot, they would take a jug, and they could have it by jug or bottle, and they would pull a pint of beer in the jug, and the person would take it back home. One of my memories from the place was, because children really weren't allowed in there, we had a very nice lady living in Dynevor Street who used to often call me and give me some money and send me down to the Golden Heart with a jug. And I used to hand the note and the money over to the person in the jug and bottle department, and they would take the money and they would fill the jug up. I didn't know, but it apparently had cider in the jug. And I would take the jug back to the lady, who was Mrs. Dyer, one of our close neighbours, and follow her through. And she would give me a couple of pennies for going to fetch the cider, obviously. But she would have a poker in the fire, and she would take the poker out, red hot, and plunge it into the jug and heat up the cider. And she would drink the hot cider, mulled cider. And she would always say it was medicinal. But she had a rather rosy-cheeked face, and I think she imbibed a little bit too often, I think. You know.
She liked a tipple.
She liked a tipple.